Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to bless your name and thank you, Lord, for this message that you are about to pass across to us. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have been doing in our congregation. Thank you for every soul that has been saved. Father, as we go into your word, you yourself, you have to speak throughout this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Once again, Salomon and Women Ministry, thank you. God bless you all. And for you listening to them, God bless you all. But I need your assistance this morning. There's something that whosoever can do it for me, just wave your hand to the Lord. I had a dream last night. When I wake up this morning, I couldn't remember. Is there anyone here who can tell me what the dream is? I will provide lunch, provide everything. Praise the Lord. Okay, since there is no one, let's go into the scripture whether we can find someone who can do this. Why was this statement I just made? Actually, after my message last month, I honestly had a dream, and in that dream, a question came and said, can you do what Daniel did? When that question came up, I wake up and tell somebody by my side, my wife, of course, that someone just asked me, can you do what Daniel did? I have Daniel at home. My son-in-law also is Daniel. So I begin to think over it that what Daniel has done. What comes to mind of people when you talk about Daniel in the scripture is the lions in lion's den. That is all, because as a child of Sunday school, that story was very, very interesting in those days. And I'm sure our children are still enjoying the story now. Should I look for a zoo and go to Lion's Zoo and try to do what Daniel has done? That is not the assignment that God is saying. Then I begin to think over it. I say, okay, this is it. Lesson from the life of Daniel. What are those things that Daniel has done? What are the lessons from Daniel's life? What are the lessons that we can learn from the kind of life that Daniel lived? So I begin to read over. I will tell you one secret. I went as far and download the dramatic Bible version just for me to understand exactly what Daniel has done. I begin to listen to it. So at the end of the day, if I begin to go scripture by scripture, we may not live here today, because that means we have to go through the entire book of Daniel. But I will take us through just a little part of the book. So can you turn with me to book of Daniel, chapter 1. We'll be reading from verse 1 to 16. Over to you, brother.
Daniel 1, verses 1 to 16. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. So Daniel said to the steward whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days, and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearances be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies, as you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he consented with them in this matter and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus the servant took away their portion of delicacies and the wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables.
Praise the Lord. So let me ask the question again. Can you do what Daniel did? Daniel, from the scripture we just read, we can discover that Daniel has done many things there. You may not be knowing now, or maybe you know. When you read through the scripture, you will discover that Daniel was not ashamed to acknowledge the confidence that he had in God, either privately or publicly. He always wanted to display what the kind of relationship that he had with God. So in the next maybe 35 or 40 minutes, I will briefly go through the book of Daniel, as we said, which we just read part of it now. And from this book we just read, one thing we discover is that Daniel and his friends, they were Jew teenagers who was served as slaves. They were slaves, they were captured, and they were to work as a staff of the king of Babylon. And just a flashback, the city of, country or city of Judah, they have sinned against God. And because of this, God has sent the Babylonian to punish them. And you know, in those days, when they go for war, they have to capture slaves. So most of them were killed. Some were killed, some were speared. And those that were not killed, they were arrested and captured and taken into captive. And they were all taken to Babylon. In this chapter 1 that we have just read, we discover that Daniel and his friend, they were part of the captive that had been taken by the Babylonians. Why? They have seen them that maybe they are very strong and they'll be useful for the king. And their life was spared because the king of Babylon wanted them to work for him. If you read that scripture, if you listen to that scripture we have just read, it says that they were young men. In fact, when you read King James Version, he called them, I think, teenager. Yes, he called them teenager. He called them children. So that means they were very young in King James Version, that was saying. And Daniel and his friends, by default of capturing, they were working in the palace. I'm just trying to bullet it. And they were being taken care by eunuch. Eunuch means a man that had been castrated. For those who have seen a castrated dog, you will see it looking fresh and very strong. So these are the kind of people that were supervising Daniel and his friend. And by default, they might have been castrated as well. They might have, so that they can look more stronger to work for the king. But the good thing is that even though they were in strange land, the glory of God still followed them, in the sense that they were to be educated. The king commanded that they must be educated. I'm just telling you this before we go into what Daniel has done. So Daniel and his friend, suddenly they find themselves in a strange land, separated from the family, separated from the friends, and so many things, and their home country had been destroyed. So, and they were all under a strange king with strange God. So my question to you this afternoon is, what kind of strange situation you have found yourself? From that little one, what kind of strange situation you are finding yourself? Is it sudden loss of job? Still make sure you establish relationship, because irrespective of the strange situation that Daniel found himself, and Daniel and the friend, they find themselves, they still have a very good relationship with God. No matter the kind of relation situation that you are, any bad situation that you are, no matter how horrible the circumstances is, remember that God loves you. Amen? Amen. God do what? He loves you. He will always be there for you. But the ball is in your court to take step. So if you have been taken into circumstances, you have been taken into captive by circumstances, today you will know that when you take step, you'll be delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't surrender to those type of circumstances that you find yourself. Get closer to God. Establish your relationship with God. And I'm telling you, I'm confirming that when you decree on this earth, it shall be established in heaven in Jesus' name. Remember? Bad surroundings, mistreatment, terrible condition have never kept people from doing mighty things. You may be at the bottom of the valley today. Tomorrow you can be on top of the mountain. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now back to Daniel. With all the circumstances that Daniel and his friend found themselves, they maintain good relationship with God. So these teenagers, as we have said, they were brought as captive slave. And the first priority, Daniel's first priority, is not how he will align with the pagan Babylonians. That is not his. He's not going to pretend. He's not going to say that because I'm in a strange land as a slave, that I need to blend with them. No. His priority is to remain loyal to God. The situation you are now, maybe you lost your job or you have a health challenge. What is your relationship with God? Keep pushing. Don't distance yourself from Him. Believe me, He's going to give you that joy that people will celebrate you. So, their priority is not to remain loyal to the their priority is to remain loyal to the Lord, as they were being trained by chief eunuch to serve the king. The plan for Daniel and his colleagues, according to what we have read, is to educate them. So, but Daniel was very smart. They knew that they had been educated, free food at the same time. But he does not go along with that program at all. Daniel didn't go along with that program. He did not just compromise his conviction for the sake of peace. He knows the kind of God that he believes. Because he's a slave, he should have been one way or the other, be tempted to agree, because to some people, you say he has no choice, he has to agree. Otherwise, he might be punished. So, reading through the book of Daniel, we could see that Daniel was a great example of obedience, boldness, wisdom. He's a prayer warrior. So that question that was asked from me, I'm asking you now. Can you do what Daniel did? Can you obey God? Are you bold to talk about Jesus Christ? Are you seeking that wisdom to guide you, to direct your path? Do you pray? So like I said, Daniel is a great example of obedience. Now let's start from when they arrive at Babylon. He faced bad situations, as I've said earlier on, with bad predicament. So the first bad predicament is the king's meat, free food. Free food was to be given to them. And since he's working in palace, if you work in palace today, I don't know of a man, but many places when you work in palace, free food is there. Even some of us that have a house help at home, we feed them. So similar way, king has decreed that they have to eat from whatever they are eating. But to Daniel, these are forbidden, the kind of diet they are to meet, the meat, are forbidden meat for the Jews. So, is he going to take it? Is he going to do otherwise? So, what did Daniel do? Daniel refused to defile himself with king's meat and wine. Because these are the meats that have been presented to the gods. So because of this, let's go back to verse 8. Verse 8, brother.
Daniel 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
Thank you. Now, what can we do there? He knew that, yes, I still have to obey my God. And you can see the quality of boldness there. He's not afraid. He's already made up his mind that, yes, he's not going to eat from the delicacy of the king. How about you today? So what happened when you come across a situation where circumstances challenge the assignment that God has given unto you? Will you say because nobody is looking at you and you blend, you go along that way? If you are doing that, you are not doing what Daniel has done. You have deviated. Do we remember and obey what the scriptures say in Matthew 6:33? Seek first. God bless you all. Seek first the kingdom of God. All other things shall be added unto it for you. Remember that Daniel was a slave in that foreign land, but he still found a way to obey God. Hebrews 5:9 says, Jesus saved those who obey him. Who said that bad circumstances that if you keep obeying God, that God will not deliver you? He will definitely deliver you. So let's analyze the action that Daniel take not to defile himself with King delicacies. As we have just read in that verse 8, know that he did not combatively, he did not go there as if by force, look, I cannot take this kind of meat or wine you asked me to take. That is wisdom. Because they will just look at him, who are you? Go and lock him up. He used wisdom. He did not combatively take a self-righteous stand and say, we are not eating this in Jew, and I'm in Jew, and I'm not going to eat it. He went to the chief eunuch. He made an appeal, asking that he might not defile himself with king delicacy. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. And you know what happened? This request was denied. The request was denied by chief eunuch. And it's not just that he denied it, he explained to him that I will be in trouble if I do that. Because at the end of the day, they want to see that, yes, you have changed. If you have been to poultry, a day old chickens, if you see them, by the time you start feeding them, if it is where there is light 24 hours, within 1 week you will see the changes. This is how they want to feel Daniel and his friend. But he went there boldly, not combatively, and requested. But the chief eunuch explained why his request is denied. And that does not stop Daniel. Again, that does not stop him to ask one more time. What are those things you are asking your boss in the office? That is, get out, don't disturb me. Take courage, go back there. You are applying for visa because they deny you once. You begin to worry. Resubmit it. God is at work. Amen? The Bible says, ask, it shall be given. Jesus said in John 16, 24, until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive. And what will happen? Your joy will be completed. Your joy will be full. Take step. Take the boldness. Daniel was very bold to make another appeal. So we could see that Daniel is an example of boldness. I'm not saying you are going to take a combative boldness to your boss or even to your subordinate. Let your boldness be with humility. Humble yourself, and God will speedily answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. So when Daniel went back, again, he politely asked, and even made suggestion. Read verse 9, brother.
Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs.
Verse 10. Oh, okay. That verse 10 is where the chief eunuchs has explained to him. So, this time around, Daniel suggested that even if it's just for 10 days test, he made suggestion. And the chief eunuchs granted it. And between me and you, why is this request granted? His approach was not rebellious. And not just that, his approach was very respectful. And not just that, okay, let's read that verse 9 again, brother.
Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs.
Yes, you could see why the chief eunuchs could not reject that suggestion again. There are two sides to that statement. Clearly, God is at work, giving Daniel that favor. But in conjunction with that, Daniel was behaving himself. God is at work already. The favor of God is upon him. When God favors you, nothing can stop you. Amen?
Amen.
Daniel behaved himself. Like I said initially, because that question was asked from me, can you do what Daniel did? In 1980, I think it should be 1986 in Nigeria, in Ibadan, one prophet climbed the zoo, he climbed the fence and jumped inside the lion's den with a rope. He wanted to tie the lion. He became food. I'm sure if it is time of mobile phone in Nigeria, people will have recorded it because people were there. He was saying, I bind you in Jesus' name. He has gone beyond his boundary. When that question was asked to me, should I look for where there is lion then here trying to jump over it? I'm going beyond my boundary. Even if the favor of God is upon you, you have to humble yourself and not exercise that favor with pride. Praise the Lord. I don't know the detail of what happened in between that when Daniel made the second one, but the favor of God worked for him. And favor will never work in emptiness. You also have to play some part. You need to play some part. There must be something that Daniel is doing that makes the chief eunuchs to listen to him. So you need the favor of your boss in the office, and you want to do what Daniel has done. You need to behave yourself. Proverbs 16:7.
When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Even if your boss don't like you, when your ways please God, what will happen? He will be at peace with you. Now you see, you can do what Daniel has done. You can go back to that your boss and make request again. But let your way please God. So Daniel is an example of boldness. Can you do what Daniel did? He refused to defile himself. Brethren, to do what Daniel did, you must make up your mind not to defile yourself. With the delicacy of the word. So many delicacies are there now with our handset and everything. Have time for the word of God. Have time to pray. Even though Daniel served a wicked king, he made up his heart to stay godly. What you determine in your heart about, what have you determined in your heart about your spiritual journey? Have you determined your heart to follow Jesus Christ without turning back? Daniel had a relationship with God. Again, can you do what Daniel has done? This is the year of relationship. Are you reestablishing that relationship? Or you say, okay, Pastor Abraham said in January, okay, have relationship with God. I've been connected. And you not keep building on it. You need to keep building on your relationship with God. And he will never leave you nor forsake you in the mighty name of Jesus. So Daniel stayed true. He stayed true to the value of let me put it in the way of my profession. Ethically, he remains stayed true to the value. He did not defile himself. Brother and sister, live a life without compromise and stay true to the values. Daniel 1:12.
Please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink.
So that is where Daniel suggested. And at the end of 10 days, and the other young men look healthier than any of those eating the royal food. So the guard did not force them to eat the king's diet and continued to serve them that vegetable because they look more healthier. That is power of God for you. Don't defy yourself with the delicacy of the world. God will work it out for you. That hidden glory. There are some glory that even your enemy will not see it. But when God shines his glory upon you, the person that God has chosen to help you or to perfect that issue with you, we see it like a sun. It will shine. Hallelujah. It will glow in your life. Praise the Lord. But can you do what Daniel did? Don't defy yourself with the delicacy of the world. So Daniel and his friend base their value on God's word. Yeah. We need to know what our value are as follower of Christ. Let people see you and ask, oh, no wonder you are a Christian. I never knew you are a Christian. Don't let them ask you, are you sure you are a Christian? Hallelujah. So, state ethically to the value. Now, so let's jump to Daniel chapter 2. In Daniel chapter 2, we see I will try to paraphrase it. Example of wisdom. We see how Daniel used his wisdom to save himself and his friend from death. In this chapter 2, it involved dreams, like I asked you from the beginning. I know none of you can tell me. You can't even tell me the food I ate this morning. Not to talk of the dream. You can't. So in that chapter 2, we know that King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. How on earth? You slept. You had a dream. You are calling somebody to come and tell you what dream. But God has what he wants to do. He has something to bring out there. That is why this issue happened. And when no one could interpret this dream, he decreed that he's going to kill all of them. And not just that, because none of his wise men could do that. And Daniel has been elevated to be in this level of the people. So he has no choice. And look at what in Daniel 2, 5. Quickly, brother.
The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, "My decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me and its interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces and your houses shall be made an ash heap."
Can you imagine, as I asked you earlier, that what dream? And I said, okay, if none of you cannot tell me the dream, you will not go home. Would you tell me that, Pastor? Okay, you stay here. But in this case, the authority is talking. It's not just that he's going to kill them. He's going to chop them. I think you shall be cut in pieces, you see? And not just that, he will burn down their houses. And this also will reach to Daniel. But Daniel knew that if this happened, there will be trouble. And because of his wisdom, he asked for more time. He gets involved. He asked God to get involved. He prayed and wait for God's intervention. And God gave the dream and interpretation to Daniel. And Daniel revealed this dream to God. That is wisdom. He didn't panic. He knew where to go. He knew where to approach. What is that situation that looked like that in your life? It looks impossible. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to touch. Go to God. God will reveal everything for you. And with this wisdom that Daniel has used, he and his friend lies were spared. And Daniel was subsequently promoted to the high level. Praise the Lord. So, there's one thing I want to bring out there. When Daniel interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream, he verbally gave God the credit for the answer. Let's jump to Daniel 2, 27 to 29, quickly.
Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven."
Now, he allowed the king to know that there is a God where? In heaven. That do what?
Who reveals secrets.
Who reveals secrets? What is that impossibility that you think it cannot be possible? Talk to that God. He will reveal every secret to you. Read on.
"And he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed were these. As for you, O king, thoughts came to your mind while on your bed about what would come to pass after this. And he who reveals secrets has made known to you what will be."
Daniel used this opportunity to tell King Nebuchadnezzar about God. He didn't just give him the interpretation. He pointed Nebuchadnezzar to the Lord, and he did that before he gave him the interpretation. This is faith. What if Daniel interpreted, he said this is the dream, and he missed it? Because the Spirit of God already interpreted that for him. He didn't have any doubt. What is that thing that God is telling you? Don't worry, go ahead, and you begin to doubt. Daniel is an example of faith. He exercised faith. There. Because he trusts God, that whatever God revealed to him, that is the right answer. So everything we do, and everything Daniel did has to be by faith. Don't take faith to climb the fence and jump to lion's den. Don't do that. God will never reveal that to you. Amen? And he told Nebuchadnezzar about the Lord and all this imparted Nebuchadnezzar. He acknowledged the greatness of king. Let's jump to verse 47.
The king answered Daniel and said, "Truly, your God is the God of gods."
Your God is God of what? Gods. That is testimony. In the office, they can look at you, "Oh, truly you are a Christian. You are serving a living God." Read on.
"The Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret."
I don't think Nebuchadnezzar is making a personal consecration here. He is acknowledging what God has done. The greatness, the mightiness of God is what is acknowledging here. His heart is beginning to open up to the Lord through Daniel's witness. Your life can be a witness to your colleagues in the office, to your neighbor. Can you do what Daniel did? When you encounter a difficult situation, how do you handle it? Do you surrender to the difficult situation? Or do you get angry and respond violently? Say, "God, why is this happening to me? After all, I'm praying unto you." Do you challenge God? Or, again, some people will silently ignore the problem and move on. Okay, they will surrender. Is that what you are doing? Daniel never did that. Daniel has no other choice than to remember his creator. I'm telling you, I'm confirming to you, remember the God who has created you. He's the only choice that can take you out of that bad predicament, out of that bad situation. So Daniel placed his career and concern in the hand of the one who could provide relief. 1 Peter 5, 9 says, casting all your care upon him, because he cares. So we need wisdom, and we should ask for it. James 1, 5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God." The king was going to kill everybody, not just kill them, he's going to chop them, chop their life, because he said he's going to cut them to pieces. And Daniel felt that, "Oh, even if you kill me, buried me, how could you chop me to pieces? Ask God for wisdom, he will grant you. Let's jump to Daniel 3. In this particular one, there is no much to say. I just want to establish one fact. This is the story, the famous story about three Hebrews boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we know the story. There is fire. They refuse to bow down for king. And one thing I want to draw your attention to here is that Daniel is missing here. Where do you think Daniel was when this is happening? Maybe they have sent him somewhere. Maybe he has gone on assignment. But he was not in that story. Believe me, I was thinking when I was listening to the dramatic version of Bible, it dawned on me that, oh, Daniel was not even present there. So, which means Daniel was not around. So, now, this is where I'm going. There's no much in this one that concerns Daniel. The point I want to make here is that, what is the situation that make you look like you are in a fire? Don't bow for that situation. The three boys did not bow. Don't bow to that situation, because you are serving a living God, and he continue to be with you in Jesus' name. Because Daniel's friend, they were never bound. As long as you have relationship with God, this is year of relationship. Beyond this year, establish your relationship with God. Listen, you are not alone. Once you do that, do not bow to that disturbing situation. God is with you. Amen? Let's jump to Daniel 4. Daniel became a respected counselor in the Babylonian kingdom. He interpreted dream and counseled king. He has been promoted. Nebuchadnezzar, when he had a dream in Daniel 4 also, who is to call by experience? Who will be called? King has another dream. Who is going to call Francis? He's going to call Daniel. Again, he called him. Why is he calling Daniel? Because Daniel lived a holy life. He said, if you have done it before, you can still do it again. Amen? His way of life for many years made him reach a good position. This is also can be applicable in our workplaces. Your relationship, the way you do things, the way that can lift you to the high places. I'm not going into detail of the dream because of our time, because this is a story that we all know. What I want you to know is that had Daniel's life been inconsistent, the opportunity will never come again. Don't let your friends, your neighbors, your family see you one time as a follower of Christ. Let them say, before you arrive, let them conclude that, yes, this is what he's going to do. Because he's a believer. Because he's a born again. Because Daniel had credibility. And the king trusted him. And Daniel trusts God in every situation. He does what he knows is right to do. And he leaves the rest to God. Now we are jumping again. I will jump chapter 5. I will jump to chapter 6. In chapter 6, Daniel was no longer a teenager. He has grown up. I want you to imagine somebody with beard now. Not a young ones. But he has still remained faithful and loyal to God throughout his life. His loyalty was so known that the king, even a different king, one regime is gone, another regime has come. That new regime still recognizes him. And he still put him in a position of authority. Don't say that because the boss you felt like you have been transferred, that the new boss don't like you. Did you say ethically to your value? If you do, you'll be respected. This is what happened in Daniel's life. Even though a different king, he was still put in the position of authority. And you know, what happened in this chapter 6 is still happening. The moment it starts happening that way, you still start seeing people saying, oh, he's a child of the boss. He's a child of the boss. This, some people were jealous. And in case of Daniel, it didn't take long before this, because he was promoted above all other advisors. So the advisors, they now devise a plan to get rid of Daniel. Daniel 6, 3 and 4.
Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him.
Because they could not find no fault in him. They couldn't. Verse 5.
Then these men said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God.
Now they know that they cannot find any fault against him, but if they have found something related to his God, then they will get rid of him. So they want him out at all costs. So they devise a way to get him executed by getting the king to sign a law saying that no one could pray for 30 days except to the king. Why 30 days? Because they actually want to get rid of him. And if anybody should do this, that person should be thrown into lion's den. After this law was passed, Daniel went home, opened his window. We know the story. He began to pray. And not quite long, he was arrested. He was arrested and he was charged and judgment was passed. Verse 18.
Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also, his sleep went from him.
Now, Daniel had been cast into lion's den. The king could not sleep because of him. No musician. The sleep went away from him. The Bible recorded that he fasted and prayed. That means he kept night vigil, because if the sleep has run away from him, he has no choice than to do night vigil. Not the kind of night vigil that you do, maybe you just pray for 1 hour. It was recorded that the sleep went from him because he's thinking, maybe his high blood pressure might have been up, and he began to pray. And as early as possible in the morning, he rose up, he called out for Daniel, 21 to 23, brother.
Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever.
Mm-hmm.
My God sent his angel and shut
my
the lion's
God
mouth.
My God already sent the angel, shut the lion's what? Mouth. Yes?
So that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him.
God will always go ahead you to shut down every lion that want to consume you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spiritual lion that want to take you away, God will shut their mouth in Jesus' name. Read on.
O king, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God.
Yes, the king interceded for Daniel. Even though Daniel was there, the Bible did not record anything, but it was recorded that the king was the one interceding for him. The same king made this the decree. So, learn from Daniel is an example of obedience. Learn from his wisdom. He interpreted the king's dream. He prayed 3 times a day. Depends upon God. He knelt in prayer with humility. He gave thanks to God. The gratitude, he gave it to God. His prayer was a custom since early days. That is Daniel for you. Even though when you read further, because I'm going to stop here, when you go further, when he started praying, it was recorded that his prayer was answered immediately. I think Pastor Dennis was saying something like that yesterday during the vigil. I think that should be in chapter 10. We are not going there, we will stop here. So the question is, what I want you to know is that Daniel was a man of purity, and his opponent could not find fault in him. Remain a man of purity, a woman of purity. Don't allow your enemy to find fault in you. Are you there to be a Daniel in regard of purity? Daniel was a man of prayer. Verse 10. When Daniel heard that the decree has been published, he went home to upstairs room where his window was open towards Jerusalem. 3 times he prayed. We have read that. So it's a man of submission. He submitted to God. He submitted to the authority. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, like I said, in Daniel 10, 12 to 13.
Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from this the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia."
I'm confirming to you that on the first day, in that circumstances you find yourself, as you have committed everything to God, God already answered your prayer. The only thing you have to do is to rebuke that intermediary, that barrier that is not allowing your prayer, your testimony to be full, that God should remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every kingdom of Persia that stand between you and answer to your prayer shall be consumed by Holy Ghost fire in Jesus' name. But be obedient and be a true follower of Christ. Be ethical to the value. Seek wisdom. Talk to God through prayer. Depend upon God. Give God the gratitude. Humble yourself before God. Believe me as you decree that God Almighty will answer you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless his word.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That was a quick summary of Daniel. I just pray that each one of us will have the spirit of Daniel as we go into our lives. The spirit of Daniel, that God will reveal what is important in our lives. It's not only about standing in a lion's den. It's God being able to see a vision of what is going to happen in your life and how it's going to be better for you in Jesus' name. Shall we just all rise up as we just close the service? Let's just pray wherever you are. It's a time of prayer. I'll just give you a minute. Just meditate on what the Lord has spoken to you today. We came here. It's not the way we're going back. Just have that personal prayer request as you have come here. Whatever word you have heard, maybe from the praise and worship up to the last message, ask that it will take root in your life. Ask that it will germinate. It will spring forth. Your life will be better for it in the mighty name of Jesus. That what you have heard will be ingrained in our lives. It's not by chance that this message has come to us today. It came through a vision, through a dream to Pastor. And he has revealed that to us. Lessons from the life of Daniel. Whatever we have taken today may better our lives. Just pray for the man of God, Pastor Francis, as he has taken from what God has ministered to him. That the Lord will bless him. That the Lord will keep him, that the Lord will watch over him, him and his wife, him and his children, that wherever they have put their hands to, that the Lord will make it successful in the mighty name of Jesus. They shall lack nothing good in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and every other thing shall be added unto you, Father Lord. Lord, even as he has sought your righteousness, Father Lord, we pray that he will not lack any good thing in his life in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to give him wisdom, Father Lord. Lord, we pray for everyone that was not able to make it today because of one illness or the other. We pray for your healing power to reach them now in the mighty name of Jesus. They just stand up and rise up from their beds in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree healing from Jehovah Rapha, Father Lord, in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Father Lord, we say thank you. Father Lord, as we depart, we ask that your presence go with us, Father Lord. Keep us in your mighty hands, Father Lord. Keep in the palms of your hands, Father Lord, that all that we'll do, Father Lord, shall be to your glory. Bring us back next time to fellowship to hear from you. Take the glory, take the adoration, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.